Isn't this like some of the best Sunday music that you can hear? Just prophetic melodious sounds from Kai Lovett coming through the airways. I own no rights to the music that is played on this podcast. However, we do appreciate the gift of music that God has given us. Welcome everyone to another exciting podcast with Jesus Freak, Jesus Freak, Jesus Freak. Now, I want to thank you for all those who have been listening and, you know, being part of our podcast family. I do anticipate that we are going to continue growing. So do comment, say what you feel, what you think we need to improve upon, and do share, because by you simply sharing, we are sharing the word of God and we are encouraging normalization of those very touchy, difficult topics to those all across the world. Okay. And that's a step in the right direction. Okay. It's time for us to understand that Christianity is a lifestyle. Relationship with Jesus Christ is the goal. It is the goal. And just pushing his agenda is the goal. As we turn on to our televisions, I mean, we are not blind. We see there's an agenda and they are pushing it. They are pushing it on your children. They are pushing it on your families. They are pushing it on your jobs. They're pushing it at a governmental level. And I'm not here to sound like some conspiracy theorist, but I'm here to say that's the reality. There are certain things that, you know, needs to be normalized, because this is what the agenda is, even if it contradicts what God's word says. This is what the world says, that's where we're going, and they will push their agenda. And you know what? And I have no qualms in saying this. Good on them. I admire the vigor that they have pushing the agenda. What that means is that we got to push back even harder as Christians. What we do is that we allow other persons or other agendas that go against the blueprint that God gives us, we allow them to, we sit in our corners and we mumble and be like, oh, but the reality is, why don't you get out and push your agenda? You know, they're doing their job. Are you doing yours? Are we doing our jobs as Christians? Or are we sitting behind our screens? And mind you, I the same things I'm talking about, I sit and I watch these Netflix movies, you know, but I do talk out about them. Or if I see it's going down a road that pushes their agenda and not the agenda that Christ really wants me to find in entertainment, I will switch it. Okay, now I'm going to be very transparent. Sometimes I just watch it because the movie is going so good. We all need work. We all need deliverance. But that's the reality. Okay, you have to know what God's agenda is so you can be part of that. And you have to really ask yourself in these last days, if I am not on God's team, pushing his mandate, pushing his agenda, pushing for his kingdom in these last days, what am I really doing? And we're here wondering why we're feeling so unfulfilled, and we're thinking that a new mortgage or a mortgage or more money in the bank would do it. No, it will not. As a Christian who receives intimacy with Christ, or who has a very deep relationship with Christ, you want what God wants. It's sort of like that relationship transforms your desires and it renews your mind. So you can come as you are, but all of a sudden, as you become closer to him, you want to be more like him. You want to make him happy. It's such a beautiful relationship that I wish for everyone, even though I know not everyone would accept it as a gift. So the real question that we have here today is, what's our agenda? And are we pushing it? Let's think about that for a second. God's word in Mark 16 verses 15 says, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Are we doing that? "He who believes and is baptized will be saved." Jesus said those words himself. And we have a responsibility to push Christ's agenda. The world is doing a great job. They're using all the channels available. Are we? And that's why one of the reasons we have Jesus Podcasts, because we have podcasts from every topic in the world. We have talking about money. We have talking about, you know, culture in good and bad ways. You know, we definitely have about cooking. We have about parenting. You name the topic, gardening, it's there. All things that are important for us to live in this earth. But the most important thing, intimacy and relationship with Christ, that's not always the forefront of any agenda. But the dark side in the spiritual world, oh, their agenda seems to be thriving. But I'm here to say that God has already won the victory, regardless how it looks. But we need to push Christ's mandate. And we have to push through some of those same channels. Allow us to be a bit controversial for a bit. Allow us to be game changers for a bit. We see Netflix, for example, pushing a certain agenda. We need more Christian producers getting into these spheres and pushing their agenda of Jesus Christ. We see YouTube. We have, you know, a sort of desensitization of Satanism and, you know, the fun of being a witch and the fun in creating spells and using Ouija boards. Yes, let's talk on it. Why are we not talking about these things? I know kids are relishing them and you know, it's fun to be a witch and it's fun to cast spells. And we have Disney producing shows that just glorifies this life. Where are the Christian producers? Why are we not pushing back? When they push, we push back harder. We can do this. When we look at the Israelites who were small, when we look at the Israelites who were broken and their minds were enslaved by the Egyptians, but they had the favor of God and they were able to do so much with just the hand of God. In Deuteronomy 32, verses 30, God tells us one can chase 1,000 and two can chase 10,000. So it says that once we are soldiers of God, once we are children of God, it simply means that when we join hands and join forces, we have an exponential power to dismantle kingdoms, to dismantle principalities of darkness, once the hand of God is with us. And you know I'm right. Read your Bible. I'm not making this up. I'm not saying this to sound good. I'm here as a clarion call. What's our agenda? Are we pushing back? ALS Bucket Challenge on TikTok raised millions of dollars by doing the Bucket Challenge. Where are our creative minds? Our Father is the ultimate creator and we receive His creativity. Why aren't we having viral Christian witnessing videos? Where are you? If you're hearing me, today is the day. Go to God and say, grant me strategies to lure persons to you. Where are the Christian authors? We're seeing, you know, and all of these, nothing is wrong with who they are as humans, but I'm just saying the agenda. Famous books, Twilight, Harry Potter, you name them. And they're selling off the shelves. Where are the Christian viral books? Why are we not selling off the shelves? Where are our power, Christian people? Where are our power remnants? Is it because we have become so detached from the world that we don't know how to use the channels and the resources that the dark side uses to push the agenda? They use music. They use entertainment. Mind trick strategies, mind warfare strategies, then we have to go. We have to ask God to equip us and go in and take back with the power of the Holy Ghost. God's kingdom. We have already won, you know. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It looks like the dark side is winning, but they have already lost. And you think they don't know that? Oh, they know. And they know their time is short. But we got to stop being these passive, goody-two-shoes, cute Christians sometimes. We got to be bold like Paul. We got to be aggressive. Get on your podcast. Let your voice sound in every corner of the earth. Get on your TikTok. Let God, let Jesus be viral. Get on YouTube. Let's be viral. Let's do unconventional things, paint and sip, and we're witnessing about Christ. Let's do it. Financial strategies and seminars, clothing the poor, prison ministries. Let's do it. Let's push the agenda. Let's push the agenda of Christ. Let's push the agenda of Christ. And if you were waiting for a sign, and if your prayer life, you were saying, God, use me, I just don't know how. You keep praying, but I'll give you a tidbit. Whatever bothers you the most, there's probably something there that God wants to use in you. So if you hate seeing children looking unkempt, you may be called to a children ministry. If you get riled up by injustice against those or who are oppressed, or you feel like there's a certain group of persons being incarcerated unfairly, prison ministry may just be for you. If you have a heart for women, woman ministry may be for you. If you like reading, a book club about Christ may be for you. It is time for us to take up our rightful places, soldiers in Christ. And let's push Christ's agenda. Thank you.